You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward from the Miracle Blessing and Healing broadcast. Amen. Where God is blessed by His Spirit. God is moving by His power. Amen. Glory to God. And we thank God for what God is doing. And from Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 East Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Praise God. And I thank God for being here today. Along with me is Pastor Monica Orange. And we thank God for what God is doing, how He is blessing. Now, I want you to meet us tonight at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. Evangelist Serena Williams will be speaking. Come on out and be blessed. Amen. Glory to God. And then meet us Sunday at 11 a.m. I will be speaking. And I know you're going to get blessed. God is going to move in your life. Get ready for what God is going to do. Praise God. And then that Sunday, Evangelist, the next Sunday after that, Evangelist, praise God, I'm sorry, Pastor Andre Smith will be speaking. Praise God. And then on the 18th, we will be at the Rialto Hilton. Praise God. Amen. In Melbourne, Florida, 200 Rialto Place in Melbourne, Florida. That's on the 18th, Friday the 18th. You don't want to miss it. This is going to be our first anniversary, and we've been had our church for over 36 years. But we're going to have one anniversary at the Rialto, and we're going to celebrate. This is going to be a great celebration. God wants us to celebrate. He wants us to be blessed. Amen. And so we are getting ready to be blessed. I want you to get your Bibles and be with me in the Word. I'm at Exodus, the 11th chapter. Praise God. And we're going to begin reading today at the first verse. Praise God. Hallelujah. Read it for me, please.
And the Lord said unto Moses.
The Lord said unto Moses.
Yet will I bring one plague more upon Pharaoh.
I got one more plague to bring upon Pharaoh.
And upon Egypt.
And upon Egypt.
Afterward. He will let you go hence.
He will let you go hence.
When he shall let you go.
When he shall let you go.
He shall surely thrust you out hence altogether.
He's going to get you out of here hence together. I want you to know, amen, hallelujah, God had a mighty deliverance for the children of Israel. God has a mighty deliverance for you today. Amen, hallelujah. But God had to do one more plague. Place one more plague upon Pharaoh. Praise God. Hallelujah. So many times we are hardening our hearts and stiffen our necks. Praise God. Amen. And the devil don't want to let you go. He don't want to turn you loose. Amen. Hallelujah. But God will make the devil turn you loose when you begin to praise him, when you begin to live right, when you do all that he wants you to do, God will bring you out. Are you ready to come out? Are you ready to be delivered? Are you ready to be blessed like God wants you to be blessed? And then God will allow you to celebrate. Oh, it's coming time where God is going to allow you to celebrate. But you got to go through. Many of you don't want to go through, but God wants you to go through. Praise God. Many of you have fear, and God don't want you to have that spirit of fear. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because God didn't give you that. He has not given you the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. But of power and of love and of a sound mind. God wants you to know that he's with you. He wants you to know that he's on your side. And you don't have to worry. Amen. Many people are so worried about what God say. But Moses wasn't worried. He was the one that was doing what God say do. Amen. He was a great leader. God chose him. Amen. And sent him. And that's what God has done to many of the leaders today. God has chosen them and sent them. Praise God. Place a word in their belly. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the hallelujah non-resistant power. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I guess hallelujah. Glory to God. So they can resist the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. And don't resist God. Amen. Because God will bring them out. Read on for me, please.
Speak now in the ears of the people.
Speak now. Don't wait, amen. Do it now. God has a now time that he wants you to hear. Amen. Glory to God. He has a now time that he's speaking, and you got to rise and get up and go forth. You're going to get your miracle. You're going to get your deliverance. You are coming out, amen. But you got to be ready. And when God say now, you got to get up. Amen, and do what he say. Read on for me, please.
And let every man borrow from of his neighbor.
Let every man borrow of his neighbor. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I know, amen, glory to God, you don't like to borrow. Amen. But the reason God was having them to borrow, because they were never going to be able to give it back. They would never have to give it back. Praise God. Hallelujah. God will put you in a place where you can borrow. Amen. And he'll let you walk out with the victory. Walk out with your treasure. Walk out with what he's given you. Amen. Even after you borrowed it. Read on for me, please.
And every woman of her neighbor.
Every woman of your neighbor. Every man and every woman get the chance to borrow, because you're not going to give it back. Read on for me, please.
Jewels of silver.
Jewels of silver.
And jewels of gold.
I want you to get jewels. Hallelujah. Glory to God, of silver and gold. I want you to take the best things with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because I'm blessing you. I'm getting you out. I'm delivering you. I'm placing my hand on you. And let the power of God flow in you. And let the power of God move in you. So take the best and get out of here. Praise God. Hallelujah. I like the way God works. Amen. Hallelujah. He'll take you from the bottom and put you on the top. Amen. Take you from behind and put you in front. That's the kind of God we serve. Read on for me, please.
And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians.
The Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Listen, God is giving us favor. Don't you worry. God is giving you favor. If you're a child of God, if you live holy, if you walk in God's, hallelujah, will, God's going to give you favor. Oh, yes, it's time for you to get favor. It's time for God, amen, to show up and pick you out of everybody else. Amen. Hallelujah. Ah, you've been behind, but you're coming in front. Hallelujah. You've been the last, but you're going to be the first, because God is giving you favor. God's going to bless you. Amen. He said he would bless you. Bless you in the city. Bless you in the field. Bless you when you're going out. Bless you when you're coming out. Amen. That's because his favor is on you. Read on for me, please.
Moreover, the man Moses.
Moreover, the man Moses
was very great in the land of
very
Egypt.
Very great in the land of Egypt.
In the sight of Pharaoh's servants.
In sight of Pharaoh's servants.
And in the sight of the people.
See, these people saw all the signs and wonders, all the plagues, how God was first. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And how God moved for Moses. Amen. So they, hallelujah, glory to God, looked on Moses as a great man. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you know God is making you great? You don't have to worry about putting yourself ahead all the time. Just do what God tell you to do, and God will put you on top. God will put you in front. Amen. He'll take you out of the corner and put you in front. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He put Moses in front. Amen. Moses wasn't always in front, but God did it. God made him great in the eyes and in the sight of the people. They looked on Moses and marveled. They looked on Moses with great respect. They looked on Moses with great honor. And that's what God will do for you. Read on for me, please.
And Moses said.
Moses said.
Thus saith the Lord.
Thus saith the Lord.
About midnight will I go.
Well, about midnight will I go.
Out into the midst of Egypt.
Now, amen, hallelujah. Therefore, God had a special time when he wanted Moses to go out. And Moses said, midnight, God will move many times in, hallelujah, at midnight time. Oh, my daddy used to say, it happened after midnight. Oh, hallelujah, because the midnight cry gets miracle. The miracle midnight cry gets you deliverance. What do you want today? What do you want God to do? Hallelujah. God is speaking to you. God is speaking to your life. And not only that, he's confirming what he said. And that's what God will do. Oh, why don't you rise up and pay God attention? Why don't you rise up and look to God? Why don't you that are not saved, why don't you rise up and say, God, I want you. You, I need you. I need you in my life. I need to get a turnaround, make a turnaround in my life. Oh, and when you turn around, if God be for you, he's more than the world against you. Read on for me, please.
And all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die.
All the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die. Read on.
From the firstborn of Pharaoh.
From the firstborn of Pharaoh.
That sitteth upon his throne.
Sit upon his throne.
Even unto the firstborn of the maidservant.
Even from the firstborn of the maidservant.
That is behind the mill.
Behind the mill.
And all the firstborn of the beast.
All the firstborn. God was taking away the firstborn. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because, amen, hallelujah, God got tired and ready to get them out of there. So God was moving, taking away the firstborn from Pharaoh down to all of the beasts. God was, hallelujah, glory to God, destroying them, amen, causing them to die. And so listen, amen, hallelujah, but the Egyptians didn't have to worry. Amen, hallelujah, because they had the blood dab on the doorpost. Amen, hallelujah. Do you have the blood dab on your doorpost? Do you have the blood on your life? Amen, hallelujah, because when he see the blood, hallelujah, the death angel's gonna pass over you. You don't have to worry because you're saved. You don't have to worry. I know there's chaos going on everywhere just about now. Amen. But what are you worried about if you're serving God? Trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding in all that way. Acknowledge him and he will direct your path. You don't have to worry. Amen. Get yourself ready for your celebration because you've done the right thing. You've walked the right way. You've lived the right way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you don't have to be, amen, there with your head hanging down. You don't have to be there worried. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't have to be disheartened, brokenhearted. God has a way for you to escape. God has a way that he would bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't have to be afraid. God, you're going to take away my son. You're going to take away my daughter. You're going to take away my husband. Don't you worry about it. Amen. Hallelujah. You have lived according to what God has said. And God going to take care of you. The devil won't destroy your family. He won't destroy your life because God is, hallelujah, taking care of you because you did what he said. And God was taking care of the Israelites. Now he wanted to do let the Egyptians know who he was. Read on for me, please.
And there shall be a great cry.
There shall be a great cry.
Throughout all the land of Egypt.
Throughout all the land of Egypt.
Such as? There was none like it.
There was none like it.
Nor shall be like it in anymore.
Nor shall be like it anymore. Oh, there's going to be a great cry. You know how it is. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When people are dying all over the land. When people are dying in every neighborhood. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's a cry. People are upset. They're burning down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They're weeping. I lost my child. I lost my husband. I lost my wife. Praise God. Hallelujah. They realize, amen. Glory to God. People are more important than their money. People are more important than their land. People are more important than their house. People are more important. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's why, amen, when things happen, we say, hey, that wasn't a life. You better give God the praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Because there might be a flood. There might be a fire. Glory to God. Amen. But God spared your life. You can get all that stuff back. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. That once God take your life, hallelujah, the only thing, hallelujah, only person can get it back is God. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So there was a lot of crying, and there was a lot of weeping, and there was a lot of tears. Hallelujah, glory to God. But it was God's will, amen, because you keep God's people down long enough. Devil, you've kept people down long enough. World, you've kept the people of God down long enough, and God has to redeem his people. God has to bring his people out, and he will do it. Aren't you glad you're serving God? I don't know about you, but when I see and hear messages like this, amen, I'm so glad I'm saved. I'm so glad I'm delivered. I'm so glad that God set me free, saved me, sanctified me, and filled me with the Holy Ghost. I'm glad for it. Read on for me, please.
But against any of the children of Israel.
Against any of the children of Israel.
Shall not a dog move his tongue.
Shall not a dog move his tongue. Nobody coming against the children of Israel, because God is there to block anything, amen, that come against the children of Israel. Hallelujah. Not even a dog will move his tongue. Read on for me, please.
Against man or beast.
Against man or beast.
Read on. That they may know.
You may know.
How that the Lord
does put
a difference between Egyptians and Israel.
Egyptians, listen, in Israel, God will put a difference between the world, hallelujah, and the saved people. Oh, yes, there is a difference. I know he loves all of us and he cares for all of us, but there is a limit. When you cross God's line, God has to do something about it. Yes, he cares for you. Yes, he loves you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he wants you to be saved. You lost, but he wants you to be saved. But there's a difference. Amen. Praise God. So I would tell you today, advise you to open up your heart. Let Jesus come into your heart. I know many of you got a stony heart, but God will give you a heart of flesh. God will turn things around and bring you deliverance. Amen. If you want to be, hallelujah. But God makes a difference between the world and those that are saved. Aren't you glad you're saved? I'm glad he brought me out. I'm glad he delivered me. I'm happy that he chose me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm glad he saved me and sanctified me. Put the truth within inside of me. Amen. Hallelujah. Because as he done that, listen, there is a difference, and there's going to be a difference because God is doing it. Read on for me, please.
And all these thy servants.
All these thy servants.
Shall come down unto me.
Come down unto me.
And bow down themselves unto me.
Bow down themselves to me.
Saying. Get thee out.
Get thee out.
And all the people that follow thee.
And all the people that follow thee.
And after that, I will go out.
After that, I'll go out.
And he went out from Pharaoh in a great anger.
Hallelujah. He went out, hallelujah, from Pharaoh in a great anger. Listen, God is moving. And when God is moving, hallelujah, glory to God, they're going to have to bow down to him. And they'll say, get him out of here. I don't want him in here no more. Everybody get out of here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you got that permission to go. Amen. Hallelujah. The devil will hold you back. Amen. As long as God allow it. And when God say enough is enough, hallelujah, it's enough. And that way, God will get you out of there. Are you ready to come out? I don't know about you, but it's time to come out. It's time to be blessed. It's time to go where God wants you to go so you can be blessed and celebrate. Praise God. To getting ready for celebration. God is bringing you out. Amen. The devil cannot hold you back no longer. The devil can't keep you bound no longer. He can't keep you where you don't need to be any longer, because God is sanctioning the time for you to come out. Oh, hallelujah. Come out running. Come out praising. Come out with money. Come out with success. Come out with prosperity. Amen. Hallelujah. Because that's what God is doing for you. Read on for me, please.
And the Lord said unto Moses.
The Lord said unto Moses.
Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you.
Pharaoh shall not hearken to you.
That my wonders may be multiplied.
That my wonders may be multiplied.
In the land of Egypt.
Oh, I wanted all this to happen in Egypt. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he's not going to hearken to you. It doesn't matter what you say. Hallelujah. He ain't going to hearken to you. And I'm making it done. Amen. So I can bring you your deliverance. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time to be delivered. How many know it's time to be set free? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't have to keep that sickness. You don't have to keep that problem. You don't have to stay in that situation. God is ready to bring you out. Are you ready to come out? Amen. God wants to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Read on for me, please.
And Moses and Aaron.
Moses and Aaron.
Did all these wonders.
Did all these wonders.
Before Pharaoh.
Before Pharaoh.
And the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart.
The Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart.
So that he would not let the children of Israel go.
He would not let the children of Israel go. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen, out of the land. Praise God. Hallelujah. God hardened his heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because God wanted to perform his wonders. God wanted to perform his signs. Amen. Hallelujah. God is ready to perform his signs. He had to finish the work to get them out of there. But when God was finished, oh, they came out with the silver and the gold. They came out. Amen. Hallelujah. Praising God. They came out. Amen. Glory to God. Blessing the name of God. You're going to come out blessing the name of God, and you're going to have your celebration. Oh, hallelujah. God has a time for celebration. And I want you to know it's about celebration time. So all you need to do is get ready. Amen. Get ready. Because when you're ready, God gonna bring you out and you're gonna have the victory. And then you're gonna have celebration. Oh, they had the Passover. God will let you have the Passover after you come out. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then after the Passover, amen, hallelujah, they had many other feasts. We're getting ready for all of these feasts after you serve God. Holy convocation. Amen. Feast. Hallelujah. Tabernacle. Oh, you got to come out so you can enjoy what God has for you. He's going to bring you out. I'm going to let, amen, Pastor Monica come and pray for you. You that are not saved. You that need your body healed. She's going to pray for you. Listen, I want you to know, you that are not saved, I want you to say, God, I love you and I need you. I want you to come into my life. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God and he died that I may be saved and that I may be free. And I want you to say, I believe. I believe. I'm confessing with my life, with my mouth. I am a sinner. Amen. And I want to be saved. I want to be free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I accept him into my life. Say, devil, you no longer control me. You no longer rule in my life because I'm saved. I'm free. Hallelujah. And once you pray that prayer, begin to thank God. Begin to bless God because he has a blessing in store for you with your name on it. God bless you, Pastor Monica.
Heavenly Father, we come to you now, O God. Thank you, O God, for the lives that have surrendered themselves unto you and your will, O God. We ask, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God, that as we partake into this moment of celebration, O God, for we know that heaven is rejoicing for the soul that converted themselves unto you, O God. We ask, O God, that you send leaders to guide them, O God, and to teach them, O God, and to keep them steady in the faith, O God, and help them grow, O God, daily, O God. Direct their feet, O God, to the church of your choosing, oh God, so that they can learn of you, oh God, and perfect their faith, oh God. We ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you also, oh God, go into the houses, oh God, of the sick and the shut in, the ones who cannot come out, oh God. But we ask, oh God, let your evangelists go to them, oh God, and minister to them within their homes, oh God, so they can stay strengthened in their faith, oh God. And we do give you praise, oh God. We do give you glory, oh God, for this is an awesome moment and a sharing of time, oh God, of like none other, oh God. As the heavens are screaming, holy, 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 for the angels are rejoicing for the one soul, oh God. We join in that as well, oh God, and we give you praise, glory, and honor. It is in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Monica. Now you can rejoice and you can bless God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you can, amen, give him thanks and get up from there. Amen. Find your church where they're preaching the gospel. Find your church where they believe in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Get in it and stay in it and serve God for the rest of your life, because you're going to need God. Amen. God is the only one that's going to bless you and bring you out. Amen. So that you can celebrate, so that you can give him the glory, so you can give him the honor. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he want to bless you. He want to deliver you. He want to set you free. And the Bible declare, whom the Son set free, you are free indeed. Lift up your heads, O ye gate, even lifted up ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Oh, hallelujah. It's time now to praise God. It's time now to bless the Lord. And that's what David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that within me. Bless his holy name. You need to bless him. You need to let God have his way. You need to praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because it's time to praise God. It's time to bless him and give him the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he's there. He's there to bring you out. He's there to deliver you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then when he does all of that, I want you to know you can celebrate. Oh, you can bless him. You can come out with your silver, your gold. You can come out with your money. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because don't you worry. God is going to bring you out. And God is going to deliver you. It's your time and your season. God's ready to do new things for you in your life. He said, behold, I'll do a new thing. And it was praying for. Hallelujah. It's a new time. It's a new season. It's a new day. Hallelujah. A season of rejoicing. A season of blessing. A season, amen, to give God the praise. Amen. Hallelujah. God is doing it for you. Then when you do all of that, I want you to meet me. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight. Praise God. Evangelist Serena Williams will be preaching, speaking under the anointing and power of the Holy Ghost. You come on out and get your blessing. You come on out and get your deliverance. God has a deliverance for you with your name written on it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then, praise God, Sunday. Don't you miss Sunday at 11 a.m. I'm going to be preaching again. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to be telling you what thus say the Lord. Come on. Come on and get your miracle. Come on and get your deliverance. Come on and be set free. Come on and be blessed. It's time for you to be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's time to give God the glory. It's time to give him the praise. Yes, this is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward from Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Florida Avenue East in Melbourne, Florida. You don't want to miss these great services that God has for you. Hallelujah. You want to be blessed. And then, amen, meet us. Hey, God, hallelujah, glory to God. On the Sunday after that, Pastor Andre Smith will be speaking. Amen. Come 11 o'clock. And then on July the 18th, amen, glory to God, 7:30 p.m., we will be at the Hilton, amen, Rialto in Melbourne, Florida. God has a miracle for you with your name on it. Come on out that Friday night, July the 18th. Hilton, amen, Rialto, amen, in Melbourne, Florida, 200 Rialto Place, amen, Melbourne, Florida. Those of you that want to stay, you can even come, amen, and stay that night at the Hilton. Praise God, hallelujah, where the price is $135 for two queen bed. Amen. Come on and stay there. Amen. Hallelujah. Overnight, and then Saturday you can ride home in peace. God is blessing. You want your blessing. You want your miracle. You want to be in the turnaround moment. You want to be in the moment where this is your season and your time to be blessed. And God is going to do it for you. Come on out. Come on out. Amen. Many of you have known me in this area for years, and you need to come out and support this woman of God. God sent me to this area over 30-something years ago, and I've been here doing what God say do, and many have been blessed. Many have been delivered. Many have been set free. Many have been saved. So God bless you, and I love you. Amen. And I'm looking to see you there. So I can't.